Okay, let's pray real quick in here and ask God to give us good insight into the Gospel of Luke, okay? Let's pray. Lord, help us to grab a hold of what you have for us this morning and to add it to what you've already been doing in our lives. And as we add that, strengthen us. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. All right, don't want to do a big, long review, but just to say, Matthew was about change. Mark introduced us to the pain that goes with change, right? Even to the pain of death, even to something dying in us. And then we looked at the Gospel of John as giving us aha moment, a moment to discover, oh, okay, in all of this change and all of this pain, now I've discovered something. And you know what? Here's a really, really important gem for you. It doesn't matter when or what you're going through. Part of the aha moment is to know that God is there and that He cares. That He's walking through these deep waters with us. Because life gets incredibly complicated, right? It'd be nice if it was all just it fit in categories. And it just went smoothly. I think as technology expands, there's a generation that longs for the simple days, right? Because it didn't feel so complicated. But here's the truth. It is complicated. And even in the simple days, it was complicated. Now we just know more and more. And the more we know, the bigger it gets, the more complicated it gets. And then we're like, what are we supposed to do? Well, here's what God's saying. In the pain of whatever you're going through, it can feel like death, and it can actually be the death of something before new life or the promise of new life comes, before the hope of that new life comes. And then we get this aha moment. Okay, all right, I think I understand what you're doing, God. I think I see what you're doing. And then that leads us to the book of Luke, and that's taking the aha moment and making it something very real in your life, something very practical in your life. So we've come to the book of Luke, and Luke is about growing. It's about maturing. Luke is about taking the aha moment and making it live in my life. So just because you've started into a new season, just because you've seen or stepped into the possibility of new life, doesn't mean that it's happened. Luke is the practical way of making that real in our lives. The first steps of maturity we looked at last week are when we have that aha moment, it's to get quiet. Find a companion that understands. Spend time letting that aha truth wash over you. That's meditation. And then allow yourself to grow. Today I want to take that next step, okay? It's not that first step of kind of getting alone and getting quiet, sharing it with one or two other brothers or sisters in Christ that you think have a really good love and respect for you and a passion for God. And maybe they have something similar that's happened or is happening in their life at the time. It's not about that. It's about taking the next step. So I'm taking two really well-known stories that whether you grew up in church or not, you've probably heard of these stories. So let's just test it. How many have heard of the story of the Good Samaritan? How many heard of the story of the prodigal son? How many of you are the prodigal son? Okay, the truth is, we're all that prodigal, right? Right? So we're going to look at those two stories. And interestingly enough, they're only in the Gospel of Luke. So have you ever struggled with why are some of the Gospels different? Why are they different? It's because each one of them had a very specific purpose. And put together, they have the most real and the most practical purpose we could ever have. And that's to continue to take us through this process of growth, to know that change is going to come, right? That's going to come. And so let me give you one. Did you have a birthday recently? La? Yeah. And you turned 18. And I saw on Facebook, because I'm a big Facebook person. Now, Deb said, Tim, look at this. I saw a picture of you. I don't know, how old was she, 12? That first picture? Younger than that. I saw that picture. And then I saw her recent picture. That's change, right? And there's been good life, but in that change, there's been some struggle. There's been some pain at times, right? And then there was this aha moment. Okay, for La, my life is going to be very different than what it was. This part is going to fade, and this new part is coming, and it's going to be bright and rich, and it's got its own struggles. But then, you know, moving from Haiti to America didn't mean that she understood what it was to live here. Now, in real practical ways, she understands that. That's the process God's taking us through. And that's just one. I was looking at the singers up here today, and I was thinking through this pattern that God's given to us, and I was thinking how real that was in each of their lives. And how many times that's occurred just in the time that I've known them. That there is this change that comes, there's this terrible pain that goes with it. And it is painful. Painful to the point of death. And then there's this moment, okay, God's breathing something into me. He's saying something to me. That new life is coming. Something new is coming. And then it's up to us to make that real in our lives. So, to give us a little bit extra help, he's going to give us these two things today. And I'll mention it at the beginning. I'll mention it more as we go through it. God wants to give us a pattern, because that's always good. And then He wants to give us a progression of things. Okay? He wants to give us a pattern so we see where we're going. But then He wants to take us through a progression. Last week we looked at a progression. And this is, you'll find all through, it's all through the Gospel of Luke you're going to find it. You're going to find this progression where He starts off. Remember He said, took away speech, got solitude, got alone, got a companion. He starts to grow this. If you'll just follow this pattern, you're going to find how to make this new life real in your lives. So He's going to give us a pattern, and He's going to give us a progression. And so He includes these two stories that no other gospel covers, the Good Samaritan and the prodigal son. In my logic, in my great logic, you could laugh at that, in my great logic. In my great logic, I would have put these in opposite order. I would have put the prodigal son first, and I would have put the Good Samaritan second. Because in my logic, man, get that thing all corrected in your relationship with God, then you'll do the right thing. That's not how God put it down. He starts off talking about the Good Samaritan. Now, before we get to it, let me read some verses in Luke chapter 10. And there's a real contrast in the beginning of these two stories. This one starts off with an expert in religious law. One day an expert in religious law stood up to test Jesus by asking Him a question. And you get this. He's not necessarily looking for an answer. There's more about what I know than what you know here. Okay? But that doesn't matter with Jesus. He's going to give this perfect answer. Teacher, what should I do to inherit eternal life? This is the question, right? As you move through life, this is the question. It's been the question from the ancients till now. Teacher, what should I do to inherit eternal life? Jesus replied, what is the law of Moses said? Now, why would He have asked Him that? Well, because he's an expert in religious law. So, parents, here's a great parenting principle, because Jesus does this all the time. Answer a question by asking a question. So, when they go, I'm going out this Friday night, what time's my curfew? Now, you can set a time, or you can say, well, tell me, what are you planning on doing? And the kid's going to say, nothing. Right? He answers a question by asking a question. He's trying to find out what... He's trying to get this guy to verbalize what's really going on. What does the law of Moses say? How did the man answered?